Welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is Wednesday, March 8th. April 8th.
Oh man, Josie. Not March. Not your best intro there.
Yeah, oh, whatever. Before we even get started, this is kind of spur of the moment, but because I feel like I haven't done this since the very first episode, for people who are just getting started, just a little introduction about what this is. Mac and I are cousins, and we decided to create this podcast just to give updates and sort of talk about the coronavirus right now.
Give people someone they feel they can talk to if they need to.
Yeah.
DM us with questions or thoughts.
Yeah, and like just to sort of, I mean, I think we're all really confused about what's going on, and so try to just get a handle on what exactly is happening right now. We do definitely get off topic. We talk about lots of different things. It's not all about the coronavirus, but generally we just try to sort of focus in a little bit on that. And yeah, so welcome if you haven't been here, and welcome back if you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Alrighty, do you want to get us started?
Yeah, so yesterday Josie did some research, so today I did some research. Not quite as in-depth as she went, but alas, I will get to it. So I don't really have a Newport update. I think at this point, kind of Rhode Island and Newport hand in hand.
Yeah, that's what I did yesterday too.
So I listened to Gina Raimondo today and just wrote down everything she talked about. So we had 5 deaths yesterday and last night. So we're up to 35 total deaths in Rhode Island. There's 320 new cases, which brings our total to 1,450 cases. But she said she's more focused on the number of people hospitalized, which is 143. Because she says like the number that rapidly expands or gets bigger will really show like what kind of danger we're in. Like if that doubles overnight, then like that's really bad.
Because other ones, not all the cases are necessarily severe.
Yeah.
And
they're worried about running out of room in hospitals, which is what would really be in trouble.
That would be concerning.
And she also said that, so we're currently in the rapid spread phase where like we're going to see the numbers jump. So everyone must assume that we are in a community spread, that you can get it like anytime you step outside of your house. So if you have to go out, make sure you're wearing your mask, make sure you're taking all the precautions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then she also said the courts have closed, like the non-essential businesses will be closed until May 17th, which means no evictions. So she said that, but then she kept talking about courts. So I think she meant like the courts will not be taking will only be taking essential like stuff until May 17th. So like evictions and stuff, like landlords can't evict you right now.
Okay, yeah.
So if you're struggling with rent, you won't be getting evicted. And then after she said that, she said they're working on helping people out with mortgages because, you know, like not being able to be worked right now is really affecting people's ability to pay rent and mortgages. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to figure out something where she would be able to lend aid to mortgages. So be on the lookout for that later this week or next week.
That's good.
And she also talked about people who aren't being fed, like students who rely on schools to feed them, or just in general people who can't leave their house, and stuff like that. There's ridelivers.com, and you go to ridelivers.com and fill out everything there, and they will deliver food and groceries and other essential items to you. So that's a great thing if you're someone who just can't leave your house, or frankly, you're just really self-quarantining, they will deliver food to you. And then there's emphasis. She really put emphasis on the importance of the contact journal.
Yeah, the same thing as yesterday.
Like, she was really just like, you need to do this. This is like one of the most important things because they won't be able to.
I need to start doing that.
So I'm going to start doing it, even though I'm only seeing the same people every day. Yeah. I'm going to start.
But I'm like, if you walk by someone on a walk, should you mention that?
If you know their name, I would.
If not, maybe you could just be like, I walk by someone on a walk.
Yeah. Because they said they're going to, if you end up testing positive for the coronavirus, the health department is going to come to you and do like an extensive briefing of where have you been? What have you done? You know, who have you seen?
So if you have that notebook, it could be like, yeah. It could make your life easier.
Exactly.
As well as.
Because then they're going to cope after they go, Josie will list me. They're going to come to me and see who I've been. So it's really important that you do that. And she said churches will be closed on Easter, unfortunately. We kind of knew that, but she just said...
confirmed it, kind of. Yeah.
Like, kind of, if you really need the service, see what your church is doing, because some churches have been doing live...
I'm pretty sure... So my grandpa goes to church, like, every Sunday, but he can't now, so he turns on the news, and we have one of those remotes where you, like, say into it, like... church, and he does that like every day at like 8 a.m every Sunday at 8 a.m and he's been watching church like that. So if you are like religious, and I know it's not even just Easter, there's Passover
today. Yeah,
so like I'm sure you can get different types of masses and stuff all online.
Yeah,
so that's a good option.
She said she's heard churches are doing it on the radio and other things, and there is online churches, so yeah. And the last note from her briefing was JobLot is giving away free fabric for people to make masks. So if you need to, because like the really good masks need to go to the health workers. So JobLot is.
I want to make masks so bad. I would feel bad taking it though, like, because other people might need it.
Yeah, it's more if you're someone who's leaving the house and everything.
But I do want to try to make masks. Like, maybe I might have some sort of fabric.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You can
like,
that's kind of
a, like, that just sounds like a cool activity. Yeah. Even though I don't really need
something
one.
Something to pass
time. All right, so...
I have one more thing.
Okay, great.
From,
keep going.
It's New York City. So I have a friend who lives in New York City, and we were all talking because our school, Fairfield, is really cracking down on people who are still at the beach. Which I do, living off campus, which I do have some friends who are doing that. There's actually a grade-wide Zoom tonight that you have to require if you're still living in Fairfield. So I'm interested what that's going to bring. But he told me that in New York City, and I fact-checked this, because there has been so little like people following, or not little, but there's been a lot of people not following the social distancing order, that it's now $1,000 fine in New York City if you are caught breaking that order.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
And he also put emphasis, like, he doesn't want to take your money. Like, they don't need your money. But they just, like, that's how important this
like,
is.
Like, they need to show, like, they need to start enforcing it some way if people aren't going to listen. Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you want me to continue with the...
Yeah, so we can just do a little, just... let you know what this episode is going to be like. So Mac, yesterday I did like a bunch of research about mental health kind of thing. So that's what that episode was about. So you did mostly like sports?
I did. Well, I was curious about the economic impact.
Sports and the economy. Awesome.
Yeah.
and then after that, we are going to call up my dear friend Jane, who we talked to in the original episode. And I think another woman when we were talking to
Mary.
And
I think she came on when Mary came on.
Yeah. And so she is very into, like, fitness and exercise and nutrition. And so she's just going to talk a little bit about that and how to stay motivated to stay active during the quarantine. So we got a good lineup today. But Mac is probably going to do most of the talking for this because he did all of the research.
But if you hear something you want to say.
Yeah, no, you got this, though.
Okay, so I was doing some research, and I was looking at, like, economy stuff, but most of the thing I found was a lot of big words that I didn't really understand, and how, I don't even know how Wall Street or anything like that works. So I was like, okay, let's see how sports, because that's something I do kind of understand, is being impacted. And the numbers are pretty staggering. I know, like, these are big corporations that are like, oh, who really cares? But it does have an effect on the economy. And in just ad revenue alone, the NHL, MLB, and MLB.
You said MLB.
NHL, NBA, and MLB. So hockey, basketball, and baseball. With just ads, if their seasons don't resume at all, could be a loss of $1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
If the NFL season is delayed, that number goes to $6 billion, which shows you how big the NFL is. And then a long stoppage or cancellation. So, like, if the NBA and NHL completely just say the season's over, we aren't going to have playoffs. And then a half-season delay of the MLB would mean $10 billion lost revenue for those three.
Holy guac.
Like, that's $10 billion is ridiculous. And then, so then I was like, okay, let's look at some long-term economic impact for... Oh, and all that I just got was from CNBC.com.
CNBC!
And then this one is from the Morningstar.com. So they just kind of interviewed a bunch of people who know what they're talking about. And we're like, okay, let's see what the economic impact is. And this is forecast to be less than the 2008 recession, which is good. That is assuming that the restrictions are lifted in June or July, and it's anticipating a vaccine in 2021. But it's also anticipating a second wave of the virus in the fall, but it should be less deadly due to, like, medicine that is found. So that's all kind of positive stuff. We don't want to hear that would be worse than 2008, because that would be really bad. And then... it also said if we lift the restrictions by summer, the economy should be able to bounce back relatively quickly.
That's good.
So hopefully that's all correct. That's from the Morning Star, not me. I don't know anything about the economy. I am an English major. But yeah, hopefully it doesn't really take us back.
It's always interesting hearing a little bit about that. I'm not really knowing much about the economy, but I do know I have... money in stocks, and they're not doing too well.
I was just going to say, if you can afford to buy stocks right now, I'm pretty sure it's a good time because it's so low, like, you're anticipating it will bounce back.
One way to look at it.
I think that is an actual, look it up for yourself, but from what I understand, that's, like, actual good advice, is if you can afford to buy stocks in something that will recover.
Yeah, I feel like if you're young, you just ride it out, so, like, something like this isn't a big deal, but as you get older, and it starts to, like, I mean, then you're like, you don't have that many years left, and it's all just going downhill.
Yeah, I mean, what do we know, though?
Yeah, what do we know? Okay, so we're going to call up Jane. Yeah.
And see what she has to talk about with,
Let's see, how long did Max research Philip compared to mine?
Yeah, Josie had a little more research.
That was good, though.
I had a lot of homework
even
today.
Just a little bit of that fills the conversation. My schoolwork lately has been, like, nothing.
Yeah, mine, it was pretty heavy today. So. I hope I did it all.
Jane! Our very own quarantine nutritionalist.
Nutritionalist? Nutritionist?
It's nutritionalist, right?
It's definitely nutritionist. Yeah.
Oh, it's not nutritionalist?
Well, I'm not a nutritionist, so I'll be the nutritionalist.
Yeah. Okay, good. So Jane, well, at one point you studied something to do with this at college, right?
Yeah, I've taken kinesiology classes and a couple nutrition classes, nutrition classes.
So she knows what she's talking about more than we do. All right. So you don't really need to introduce yourself because we've already talked to you. But what are you, a sophomore in college?
Yes, I am.
Jane is our Max's sister, my cousin, and she's a sophomore in college. Okay, now let's get right into it. So, just what have you been doing so far to stay active and stay fit?
Stay active? Well, my next door neighbor, you have an in-home gym with some weights, which are really good. So I've been trying to lift weights and do cardio, like running or HIIT workouts.
So what are some of your tips for, like, staying motivated right now?
Some of my tips. Okay. Well, what I try to do is I try to wake up first thing in the morning and put on workout clothes. Because I think if I'm dressed in my clothes, I'm one step closer to working out. Mm-hmm. And then I work out first thing in the morning. Because then you have no excuse. Like, you did it.
I feel that.
You can do whatever you want for the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And if I say, oh, I'm going to do it later, chances are I'm not actually going to do it later.
So yeah, I'm
right in the morning.
I agree with that 100%. So how about, like, I know that you're vegan, which is, like, a bit extreme for people probably, but, like, yeah. I don't know, like, healthy tips for, like, trying to eat healthier, like,
tips, okay.
And stay on track with your goals.
Okay, I'd say start small. Like, not everybody can just go vegan or something. That's pretty extreme. So I'd say maybe try to eat more fruit one day or have some vegetables with dinner or cut out soda or focus with one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like cut out soda or cookies. You're not going to cut out everything probably. So maybe choose.
Find one thing that you think you're eating too much of and just be
and like make that a goal. And then once you can do that, you can start to try to do other things.
Baby steps. Start small and have some small goals.
I think I was actually listening to something. I forget where it was. But soda is a big one because like other things, like you need sugar, but you get sugar from so many other things. Like even like a bowl of ice cream, at least that gives you a little bit of calcium. Like soda literally gives you nothing but unhealthiness.
Switch to water. Drink lots of water.
Yeah,
drink water. Good. Yeah, I mean, I've cut out ice cream and just switched to eating popcorn, and it's worked out pretty well for me. So.
That's a good option.
Popcorn's a great option because it's so light. You're basically not eating anything, but
I eat a lot of it, but
it's like you're eating a lot. I know, but popcorn, it's good. It's light.
It's light. It's light snack. Do you have any workout, like, online workouts you can shout out for the people?
Like, yes. So, I have been loving doing HIIT workouts. For you guys who don't know HIIT workout, it stands for High Intensity Interval Training. So, basically, you just do cardio hard for 15, 20, 30 minutes, and it's really effective. So I've just been looking up things on YouTube, and I find it's almost like having a personal trainer because you have someone there doing the workout and telling you what to do, and I thought that was good. For all the yogis out there, I really like Yoga with Tim. He's a good beginner yoga, and he's doing a quarantine challenge right now, actually, 30 days. He's doing a video
and
every day.
That's on YouTube?
Yep.
So Yoga with Tim.
Uh-huh. And Mend has been streaming yoga. I think there's a lot of local places streaming free classes, and also just you can just YouTube or Google anything in every gym.
Yeah, now's a great time to like a lot of apps are doing like free, like you can try do free trials. And so if you do want to start like working out more after this, like I feel like you can get a little bit of a feel for like a gym or an app by using like the like their their free trials.
And YouTube's a great tool. I think you can find any workout you want to do on YouTube.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You can do specific things. You can find cardio. I think YouTube is great. And Pinterest also has really good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. We are planning on maybe posting some videos or some like workout recommendations. Jane's going to help us on that part on our Instagram. So look out for that. Because Jane and I have been trying to work out together every day.
Yes, another tip. Grab a buddy. Work out with a buddy.
Yeah, I've been working out with Josie's dad. Jane and Josie have been working out.
It's hard because not as many people are quarantining necessarily with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But I said even, like, getting a partner over, like, Zoom or, like, having someone where you're like, we're doing this today and then we can talk about it afterwards.
Yes, I think that's a great
idea. It's just easier to stay motivated. But plenty of you are quarantining with people, so... You know, great way to bond with your sibling. You don't have to talk too much.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for talking to us. Maybe we'll check in later.
All right, later, Jen.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
That's good. See, another, like, I'm really just trying to, like, I've been thinking so much just about talking about other things than, like, the quarantine situation, but, like, more how to deal with it and, like, fun stuff like that.
But like we talked about yesterday, no pressure.
Yeah. Might be like a little like a hypocritical kind of thing. Like, you told me you weren't going to tell me what to do. Always suggestions. And if you have suggestions that you're like, this is how I stay active and it has nothing to do with anything you've ever said, by all means, tell us. Or if you're like, I have been sitting around on my couch and not really staying active, then I totally get that too.
But tell
that
us
is
you,
a majority
what,
of my friends.
Tell us what you have been doing.
Yeah.
If you want a Super Bowl Madden, I want to hear that, all right? So let us know.
For sure. So now we're probably going to move into the questions, unless you have anything else to talk about.
No, I don't really have anything.
I feel
anything.
Like that was good. It's funny because we can't actually see the length of our videos, our episodes on my phone. When I'm recording this. I mean, this sounds pretty good, right? For, like, recording on the phone.
I actually did want to mention something.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay.
So, like I mentioned earlier, Fairfield University, it was, like, cracking down on people living off campus and breaking the rules. So I'm actually going to read from an email to let you know how serious it is. Those found in violation will be subjected to both criminal and university conduct processes. University sanctions may result in delay in the conferring of the student's degree, as well as separation or expulsion noted on their university record. So that's pretty much saying, like, if you are constantly not listening to the social distancing and you're living on the beach in Fairfield, you could get expelled. So I think they're just really trying to get people to take this seriously.
So can you're allowed to live there, though, right?
Huh?
Like, what if that's where you live? Like, you don't live with your parents anymore. Like, are you allowed to live there?
Yeah. I mean, if you're living in Fairfield, like, say it's just you and your roommate. I actually know two people who are living in Fairfield, and they're complete, like, they're students in Fairfield, yeah, but they're completely quarantined themselves.
That's
in
okay.
Their Fairfield house. Like, no one's going to cause a problem with you.
Oh, okay.
Because it's following the rules. But yeah, if you have...
It's like people having parties.
If you keep having people over your house...
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
You know? So and I think people are doing that and, like, still, like, going on the beach and, like, kind of gathering with their friends, so...
Yeah, no, that does make sense. You know, we just gotta, like, the more and more we stop listening, it's like you have to keep enforcing stricter rules. It's like if you're, like, a little kid getting in trouble. Like, the first time it's just, like, a warning, and then it's a clip. They move your clip.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's, like, the principal's office. Like, if you just keep ignoring, like, it's gonna come and bite you in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I picked out my questions in advance so that you don't have to hear us, like, wondering. And they are from mantelligence.com. And like I say all the time, this is such a great activity to get to know the people you're quarantining with or to do. Oh, okay. Speaking of this, if you are, today I did a fun game with my friends. So we all did a group FaceTime, and then we played a game called Psych. And we did it for like an hour. And Psych is a game, I think it's like, it's an app that everyone can download, and you can get it in the App Store. And it is so much fun because it, like, we'll come up with someone, I mean, random stuff, like, if Josie was in a rock band, what would the name of her band be? And everyone, like, puts an answer in, and then you get to choose which answer, and, like, you get points for getting the most chosen answer. And it's, like, fun, and it's funny, because you can, like, you know, make fun of your friends in, like, a fun way, obviously. And it's, like, fun to do it over FaceTime, too, because it kind of feels like you're with them. So that is a great option of what to do, because, you know, sometimes just sitting there and, like, trying to come up with things to say is tough right now, because what is there really to talk about?
Exactly. before we do the questions, I forgot that we had many responses to our question on Instagram.
Yay.
Favorite dessert. Some people responded more than once.
Oh,
so I don't know, like...
They are really passionate about
so
desserts.
So Annie Lee's responded 6 times. So
six times?
Yes. And I DM'd her and I said, wow, that's a lot of favorite desserts. And she said,
six?
Yeah, I'm a big dessert girl. So I'll just read off her.
Does really she not quickly. Know that you, like, you can respond to all the 6 desserts in one answer?
Yeah, I guess she just boom, boom, boom. So anyway, Jane S'mores Brownie Things. Very good. Not very descriptive by her.
For the audience.
They're delicious, though.
So, brownie s'mores.
Yeah, pretty much. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. Cookies mashed up in some milk.
That's good, actually.
Really? Okay. Mud pie. Delicious.
Yum.
Rice Krispies. And fudge brownies. So, those are all good answers. Kaylee Fry responded, just black raspberry chocolate chip. I assume, like, she's missing ice cream. Like, I assume...
Black raspberry. A single black raspberry chocolate chip.
And then Mary Lee's responded, mud pie, probably. Delicious.
Mud pie, for those of you who don't know, it's basically, like, Oreo crust with ice cream and fudge on top. Oh, it's so good. Love anything with an Oreo crust.
Yeah, same. Grace Megley responded, ice cream. Johnny Noons had an interesting response. Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Wow, I feel like that's not something I would pin on Johnny.
Or, yeah, it's an interesting one. Beth Lee's responded, brownies with ice cream. Can't go wrong with that. Nope. Luke Lavigar responded, ice cream. Blanca responded, arroz con leche.
Fancy.
I don't know if I've ever had that, but I've definitely heard of it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Kit Hobart responded, tiramisu.
Oh, that's very fancy.
Yeah.
It's like a coffee dessert.
I don't think I've ever had that. Shay Milburn responded, cheesecake. Cecilia Lord responded, cinnamon rolls. Fabulous. Anna Murphy responded, cake. And then Blanca responded again with apple pie.
Apple pie, classic.
Can't go wrong
with
that.
See, you guys don't respond to some of our other questions, but when we start talking about dessert, the responses roll in.
So maybe we'll have to find more relatable
Exactly. Okay. So, if you could have dinner with anyone from history, who would it be? And it can't be someone you, like, have known that passed away. It has to be, like, someone, like,
famous. So not someone alive right now?
No.
So from history.
I'm trying to think. Like, I can think of a lot of, like, cool people for now. But someone who passed away. I feel like talking with, like, Martin Luther King would be really cool. Because he just seemed like a very cool person. I mean, he was more than just a cool person. Like, I think that everything he did was very inspiring. And I think he would have, like, a good message for our world today.
Yeah, but if it's just me sitting down...
Yeah, I don't know if I would have a bunch
like,
of
questions. I wouldn't have a very good inspired... Like, I wouldn't be able to
I wouldn't have a good story, yeah.
So I'm thinking who would be, like, fun. Someone like Elvis seems cool.
Yeah.
Or, like, a rock star like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, yeah, probably someone like that.
That's a good one.
We'll just throw Elvis.
Just, yeah. I mean, I'm going to be, like, laying in bed tonight and be like, I should have said this person. Yeah, but, like, it's not that serious. Okay. I think this is the question we should put, for our question on there, because I feel like a lot of people will respond.
Uh-huh.
If you could shop for free at one store, which one would you choose?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Oh, wait, for one store? Like, I was thinking grocery store right away.
Trader Joe's.
I was thinking...
Mac wants free food.
I was thinking grocery store for, like, quarantine. Trader Joe's is my go-to grocery store.
But, I love Trader Joe's, but they don't have
one
on
any store for free.
I think I'd have to go Urban Outfitters, and here's why. They have cute clothes, they have skincare products, they have furniture, like, they have literally everything you can imagine all in one store, so it's like, bam. Like, that's what I think about. It's like, I do love bathing suits, so bathing suits would be a big one, but I'm not gonna go to a specific bathing suit store, because I wanna go somewhere where I can get the most for my money, which is free.
I was gonna say, Water Brothers. Because that's like sweatshirt, bathing suit, hat, shoes. I'm pretty sure they sell shoes.
Probably like Vans.
Yeah, if not, somewhere where sells all those things and Vans.
Perfect. Island, I feel like what's Elemental, something
Elemental
like that.
Or Island Surf.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Way to shout out like a local one.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. I wanted to give love to Water Brothers. Which, by the way, if you go to a Mono pizza truck tomorrow, if you're doing your takeout tomorrow, $2 from every pizza goes towards Water Brothers.
Ooh,
they're doing
that's
like a
cool.
small business.
I want to get that pizza really bad. It's like a pizza truck. You should. Do they have a website?
I don't know. I know they have an Instagram.
Okay. And the last one. If you could time travel, when would you go to? This is kind of similar to the history one, and it's also hard to be put on the spot with this. But I'm just going to go with something like fun. Like, what was that? What was the music festival?
Woodstock.
Woodstock. Yeah. Although, I'm not sure that would really be my scene, because I don't like to be dirty, and they were all, like, in mud pits, so, like, that would be a little much for me. But something like that, like, Woodstock, one of those, like, classic, like, events that took place.
Yeah, I was
that,
thinking
like,
the same thing.
Like, Live Aid.
I wouldn't want to go, like, I would literally do, like, the 80s or 70s.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't go very far back. I would go to something, like, it would be so, I'm only having one option here. I think it'd be cool to see, like, the colonies and like, although not really, because like those were bad times, like there was some sketchy stuff going on then, so honestly I'd keep it close and go like 80s, like some sort of fun event.
Or I would do like 1930s and just be the greatest hockey player of all time, because like
hockey wasn't as good
so, hockey or even basketball, like all those sports at the beginning stages, like you'd be a legend. So like,
yeah, alrighty, that's a good choice. Okay, well, thank you so much for tuning in today. We will see you again tomorrow.
I don't have school. I have a long weekend this weekend because Easter. So I'm pretty excited about that. We hope you've been enjoying the podcast. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, literally anything, DM us at Quarren_teen. You guys rock. Thanks so much for listening.
Stay safe.